Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Dun, dun, dun. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about The Music Man, because you know what? There's trouble. There's trouble right here in River City.
I love that song. I always do.
You know what? There are some really fun songs in
this
show.
There are some great songs in this show. This show is currently Stage 62 production in Carnegie and directed by Rob James. And I have to say, what a tremendous undertaking. There were times, this cast is huge.
I think there are more people in the cast than actually live in River City, Iowa.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
there were times, it's between 50 and 60 people on the stage at one time with this incredibly interesting moving set that maneuvered back and forth seamlessly between and amongst all those people.
Oh, they really good with the prop
on that stage.
Moving. Yeah, that was good. And there were a lot of scene shifts, and they did really well with that.
With that, that's for sure.
If you don't know the story, it is about a man named Harold Hill.
Professor.
It's not even his real name. Because
of course
he's
not.
He's a
con man.
Con artist, yes, exactly. And what happens is he goes to this small town to try to fleece them by making them buy band instruments and causing a ruckus and, having to get the local music people involved, which include Marion the librarian.
Who was his love interest, turned out to be. Marion was played by Becca Chenette.
Oh my gosh.
Or the French way, Becca Chenet.
Okay.
She was really wonderful. Her voice is the voice of an angel.
One of the highlights for me for this show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Which is great because being one of the two leads, she was on the stage almost all the time.
Right, exactly.
And she was really a treat to watch. And I thought the man that played Harold Hill, Fulmer, was also delightful. His voice was certainly fine. It wasn't the beautiful voice that she had. It was a very fine and, on-key voice. But his personality and the way he portrayed the professor, he was such a wonderful con artist.
Right. He reminded me a lot of Robert Preston, who played the role in the movie.
There was
even like a look, and I was like, did he get cast because of that? Or do you just start looking like that when you start playing that part?
And a lot of it, too, I think, were the costumes. He came out with the hat and the red jacket.
Oh, right.
Like Robert Preston wore. And the costume changes for all these people. How in the heck did they do that?
Yeah. And you know what? Excellent. You know what? Excellent costumes.
Yep.
The kids were great.
That's what I wanted to mention, too. They, all the kids, but two, I thought were standouts.
Oh, right. Amaryllis and Winthrop.
Right. And Amaryllis, actually, there are two people that play her.
Oh, right.
Two kids. And the night we saw it was Hannah Post.
Right.
And she was lovely. She sang a beautiful duet at one point with Becca Chenette that was just really touching.
Right. And then the tiny Elliot Burns, right?
Yeah. Elliot Bruno.
Elliot Bruno, okay.
And that is who played Winthrop.
Right. Okay.
And he was about yay tall. He's a fourth grader. And his stage presence, several moments in the audience, you could hear,
yes, I think you were saying it to me, and I was one of those, It was just adorable. The kids were just adorable. So we know a lot of parents will be going because...
Yes.
And you know what? It's a great show for the whole family. There's nothing scandal. I think kissing is the most outrageous thing that happens.
And even it was done tastefully.
Right.
It was
right.
Tasteful kissing.
Right.
Upright.
Upright.
They were standing.
Everybody's standing.
Everybody's standing.
No, yeah, everybody's got their feet on the ground and their lips near each other, but not all completely on, I don't even think.
This is a spirited, energetic production that's really sweetly nostalgic.
Oh, yeah. It's very nostalgic. Yeah, I would say that. I think it's cute. I think it was a really cute show. Yeah, I say come out to see. There's some great songs on it. In it.
I always like 76 Trombones and the Big Parade. Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Really great songs. A fun time.
Pick a little talk, pick a little talk, pick, pick, pick.
That song got on my nerves. But okay, I can see. Okay. But no, lots of good fun songs. Fun for the whole family. Come on, Stage 62 in Carnegie and check it out.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.